Can you hear the birds? And the trees? Oh, it's hot out. I could use a little bit more wind. Please, thank you. So this is kind of like a first for me. I don't usually drag my stuff out, outside, but it's beautiful weather, the skies are clear, and I thought we could listen to some birds. And maybe if I'm lucky I'll see a chipmunk or a squirrel. Let me live the dream of being a Disney princess. But this is quite nice. It's actually quite late into the day, but I still have some sunshine. There's some cloud covering. So it's pretty chill out. I do love the air conditioning. Luckily, I'm not wearing anything bright, so I shouldn't attract it. Nor do I have anything sweet. Where did it go? You might be able to hear, like a buzzing noise. I think, what do you call those? It's like an air conditioner or something. I can't go too far, into a park or anything, cause I still need a power source. So, I don't want to lug everything too far. I need an outlet. There's ants. I don't like ants. You get away from me. Yeah, stay away. Sure. I brought water. So, and see what shapes I could find, but honestly, there's nothing really that interesting up in the sky. It's just wisps of white. The cool stuff are all in the distance, behind trees, and oh, there's a bird. There's no shapes, it's just wisps. There's over there. It's like, do you call those god rays? It's like, wow. Really pretty rays of light. Behind the clouds. That's really all I can see. Oh! That over there? That looks like a crocodile. Okay, maybe there are some clouds that I can see. It looks like it has its jaw wide open. And that looks like a peep. Like those Easter peeps. Those chicks. But it's starting to deform, and I guess it kind of looks like a frog now. Yes, wind, keep blowing. Give me new shapes. Give me new clouds. That crocodile's mouth is getting wider. I think that'd be too much jostling. I'm really trying my hardest not to cough. Guys, editing out blubs is gonna be so hard. And I've already coughed a few times. And the way I'll probably edit that out is... So I have to, like, split the tracks and then do some fading. That way it's a little bit more natural, because if there's, like, background noises, and you suddenly do a cut, you hear a lot of stuff. You know, this is the one time I actually wouldn't mind if there were some trapping noises. They sometimes pop up in my audios, and you can almost hear it vibrate. It's like, vroom. But no stream raising today, which is good. I do live in a relatively quiet neighborhood. So I started this recording with the radio without the wind muffs on. And the wind suddenly blew and it just like pop. And there was like a big spike in audacity. But I think those muffs should keep things pretty safe from your ears. Here, I'm gonna touch the muffs, okay? I believe this is your right ear. This is the muff. I'm rubbing your ear. I haven't played with these in a while. Oh, they're so soft. I paid a lot of money for these muffs. And I rarely even use them anymore. I'm not that huge of a fan of it, because... These muffs, whenever I take it off, it leaves like little hairs all over the ears. And when I try to do ergonomic audios afterwards, I get hair in my mouth. I have to like pick it off. I hope this doesn't sound too horrible. Sometimes I'll hear morning doves. I know it's not morning, but sometimes they'll hoot. And I think that they're owls. But it's just a dark dove. Where are my gloves now? That one kind of looks like a turkey. An angry one. I wish I could take pictures, right? That one kind of looks like a parrot. You know, all cloud watching is kind of fun. I haven't done this in a while. I need to get out more often. I sit inside most days. This is quite nice. Lay down a towel somewhere. Fall asleep. Oh, that felt a looks like a unicorn. What if I turn around? Is there anything else? No. Behind me, the clouds are. It's all clear. And that's a building, so I can't look that way. Alright. I guess I just look. I love my bumblebees though. They're cute, and they bumble, and they're fat. I got a buddies, can I see around me? What's this? I have no idea what that is. Go away. Oh, I gotta make sure nothing's on me when I go back inside. Go away. No. What was I talking about? Camping. Yes. It's been a while. I mean, I think I have a sleeping bag back at my parents. I'll need a tent. Or I could always go glamping. Have a pretty yurt. Portaging is kind of nice. You had a good workout. I need friends to go camping with. Will you, what you need is a friend or two who really knows their stuff and that you take along. I'll bring the food. I'll bring the num-nums. I'm gonna go adjust the volume, maybe. Or I don't know, maybe you guys would like it. There's a little ant. Don't climb up my bike with that, Larry. What is it carrying? Is it carrying a piece of leaf? I think. What are you gonna do with it? No, don't come back. I don't want your leaf. I wish I knew its name. I don't have my phone on me right now, and I don't feel like Googling it. It looks lost. I remember staring at anthills when I was a kid. I didn't stare at those for hours. Watch them make trails, and then you try to mess up their trails. Don't you feed them? I remember feeding mine fish food. I felt like a god. A generous god that feeds ants fish food. I
That ant is walking around in circles. Do you know where you're going, mister?
Poor thing. It walked like a whole meter away from me and like it looped back in a circle.
Oh, there it goes.
There's these little caterpillar things coming down from trees. On a little string of something. I just gotta make sure that they're not on me when I go. Sometimes they fly into you.
This would be nice if there was like a nice little waterfall I could sit by. Have water sounds too.
There's no one waterfalls near me. I'd have to drive out, I think.
Oh. I think the machine thing went quiet. I don't think I hear it anymore.
I think I have some blueberries in the freezer. What else do you need for sangria?
Something just banged against my WhatsApp. I hope you guys don't hear that.
I don't have my phone bag. Definitely check my laptop. Who is bothering me? Who dares call?
Otherwise, that would have been really harsh. I think I still need to edit that, though.
Give it maybe another hour, and then the sky will turn, like, a nice orange. Where's the sun?
That wasp definitely has a nest over there. It keeps on going back to the same spot, and then it disappears underneath the ledge.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I always see a chipmunk go over there.
I also have my back towards it, so it could have run by me like a dozen times and it wouldn't have noticed. I'm not very perceptive. Also, I didn't want to face that way because there's something interesting to see over there.
Oh yeah, I see another ant. This one's not carrying it. Looks like it's carrying one of those roly poly bugs. Rest in peace. What do you call roly poly bugs? I think they're also called potato bugs. Potatoes. Potatoes. So, I've been around them for a while. I have no idea what this audio sounds like. We'll see. Maybe I'll have something. Get away from me. It's a fly. Yes. The neat thing about Mike sending ASMR, it's kind of been like a learning experience for me. Because I don't listen to it. I don't like doing research on it. ASMR, it's squidges me out. I don't like it. It's like nails on chalkboard. I mean, I kinda get it. Maybe I just need to find, like, my trigger. I don't know, I just feel uncomfy. I do like ambient sounds, though. I can't fall asleep. Ambient sounds are relaxing, but I still have too much on my mind. I need something to drown out my thoughts. Like a boring lecture. Lately, I've just been going to bed at odd hours. Really early in the morning. Waking up in the afternoon. I think I'm still getting my 8 hours. I might even be actually getting more. But, maybe I'll finally correct. Tonight. I was glad I had coffee at, like 6, 7 o'clock, so. I have 2 hours, although I don't think I'm going to sit out here for 2 hours. The burps are nice. I wonder if you're like, just kidding. Shut up. Let me listen to nature. Oh, you fucking bad! You're stuck with me. You're stuck with me. Thank you, though, for following me. Listening this far into the realm. I love you guys. When I first started Rebels, and stuff like that, I don't know, I kinda held back saying I love you. I was like, I should really reserve this for love. Like, romantic love, but you know what? I love you. It's also really nice to see. I do like you guys. A lot. Makes me happy to say I love you. I love you. I think if you've been on a date with someone a few times, that you really do like them, you should say it. It shouldn't be such a guessing game. I don't know, I was just thinking about TV shows and all that. People make such a big deal of the words. although now that it's getting darker, they might start to come out. I don't think I've been bitten this year yet. That's one thing I don't love. I don't love mosquitoes. Is the Mega Cat thing I have to worry about black flies? Hey, everybody always talks about black flies. Do they really hurt that much? You know what, I don't want to know. I don't want to be bitten. One little blob left. Yes, I could call it a snake. Kind of looks like a snake. Anybody want to tell me what those birds are? Well, maybe if I was lucky, I'd see some bun buns. I sometimes see them around here. It is starting to get dark down now. Crazy how much they get cut and dim over the half hour. I may go for a shower. It's quite humid out today. So my plan is, I'm gonna do some writing. No, I'm gonna shower. Do some writing. Maybe I'll listen to this audio. Do some editing. And I have chores for tomorrow. So hard to say. And laundry. Because I'm not going out as much. I just got to wear the same PJs and t-shirts at home all the time. So, yeah, I don't do laundry very often. Dirty skinny. I feel like I see more than one. Oh, that seems like... Yeah, it's definitely getting to the hour where new buckles are coming out. And then backup shorts. Are you ready to go yet? Are you still listening to me? I really should, like, take advantage of the 3D and, like, talk closer and further and go around the mic and do different sounds. Oh, that sounded like a dub. But I don't know. I really just like sitting up front talking. Maybe I should listen to different ASM artists, see what they do. Oh well, we'll kind of figure things out. Little buckles are coming out, so I think I might pack up shop. Go back inside, where it's safe. Oh, a cardinal. Oh, I wish I could show you that. It zoomed by, a flash of red. Alright, thank you for hanging out with me. Maybe I'll do it again in the future. I didn't really have any.